Internet.
QCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark. My location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Added convenience, you can check in by APRS message sent to W4DJW, or you can also check in by Echolink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call W2MJB or Net Control. Being heard on the call for formal traffic, are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call W2MJB or Net Control. Being heard on the announcements or bulletins, we'll begin with the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, however, I'd like to recognize the early check-in. First off, begin with my wife, Wendy, by phone relay, KN4HTB, out in Utah. We have K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, W4FCM, Fred, Traveler's Rest. He brings along his wife, Isla, and for IEI, have W2AMD, Andy, Simpsonville, KI4LZI, Andy, another Andy, there in Table Rock, N4QNV, Brian in Greenville, KA3JCA, Richard in Simpsonville. Richard brings along his wife, Sally, KA3JCA, his daughter, Michelle, KA4ACL, and the upstate ARC, K3DOV. We also have KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, KF4RVH, JD in Berea. We'll break here for a second, let the repeater reset. Next, we have KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, K4OSH, Pat in Malden, N3DJC, Jerry in Anderson, KA5WLL, Leroy Taylors, KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville, KC4W, Bill in Anderson, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. And Dave is our last early check-in. With that being said, we will now go over to our Echolink check-ins. Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KN4RJN, John Brown Summit, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, John. I have you down to RAC 2 after the formal portion of the net, and we'll get back to you shortly. That is all of the Echolink stations currently, so we'll go ahead and move to our regular RF check-ins. Tonight being Sunday night, we begin with Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
2MJB. Me, Mark, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
JB, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie, Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
4MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima,
Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo 9, Oscar Hotel, that's K9OH, and my wife Nancy, Kilo November 4, Delta, Bravo, Quebec. We're both in Anderson this evening. Good evening to you, Mark, and all on the net, 73.
JB. Mark, Wendy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Wendy and all on the net.
JB. K1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. Roland and Pickens, negative, negative. And a very good evening to all.
Check in K4AFT, that's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango, Michael in Central. Going to be negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo Quebec 4 Delta Mike Papa, Jerry from Campobello, negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a superb group of check-ins. I don't think I've had this many check-in on one call since I've been calling the net. First off, we have KK4DMW, Rick in Piedmont. He brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thanks for checking in tonight, Rick, and bringing Lorena and Michelle along with you. Next, I have KN4CHY, Keith in Seneca, KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville, W4DJW, Dave in Greer. Dave is our net manager. K9OH, Billy in Anderson, and he brings along his wife, Nancy, KN4DBQ. Thanks for checking in tonight, Billy, and have a great evening. Next, we have KI4DOS, Gary in Easley. Gary is our Wednesday night net controller, and Gary brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Thanks for checking in tonight, Gary, and bringing Joy along with you. We also have K1CJW, Roland in Pickens, K4AFT, Michael in Central, and a new check-in with me tonight, KQ4DMP, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Delta Mike Papa, Jerry in Campobello. Jerry, did I get your call sign correctly? Checking in with me tonight, and if you're not familiar with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we're here every 9 at 9 o'clock, and we wish to have you come back and check in often and frequently. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like we got Alpha through Delta on the first call, nothing wrong on the second. We will now go and move to the next group of check-ins. Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. And Mark, I will be in and out tonight. Thanks for going to net.
Please check in Kilo 4, Golf Sierra Charlie, Patrick in Marietta. I'll be negative and negative.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina, and K4GFC, another Patrick in Marietta. Appreciate you all checking in tonight. Any other check-ins, echo through hotel, please call W2MJB or net control.
2MJB. Check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ, and Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around for a comment or two.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KC4EZN, Harry, there in Candler, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Harry, and I do have you down for a little rack chew at the end of the formal portion, and appreciate you sticking around for that. Any other check-ins, echo through hotel, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that last call for echo through hotel, so we'll take a break for a minute with the RF check-ins and move over, and Echolink station just came up, so we'll go back and catch this Echolink station. Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB, good evening, Mark. If you would check in, KA4, PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Mark, to yourself, all the net, no traffic and no queue. Do be sure and tell me it's winning, Mark, that I say hello.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KA4, PQA, Stephen, there in Greenwood. Thanks for checking in tonight, Stephen. I will let Wendy know you said hello, and I appreciate you checking in, and you have a great evening. With that, that's it for Echolink stations for the time being, so we'll go ahead and move back to the regular RF check-ins. We will start off now with India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Kilo, Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. That's KG4JIA, Dustin Gaffney. Good evening to you all of that 73.
MJB. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
JB. Check in, Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo, Victor, KO4, JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville, just mark me negative and negative. Thanks for holding the net.
W2MJB. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KG4JIA, Dennis in Gaffney, KK4JFO, James, Tuxedo, North Carolina. Have KO4JKV, Duncan in Asheville, and KK4JBQ, Larry in Greer. Larry brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Thank you all for checking in tonight, and Larry, thank you for bringing yourself as well as Donna along to check in with me tonight. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or net control.
Okay. Hope you and Miss Wendy are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Mark, hope you and Wendy are doing well, and we have no traffic, no comments.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for coming along and checking in tonight, Sid, and have a great evening. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that last call for India through Lima, so we'll move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on the first call for Mike through Papa, so we'll try again. Any check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on the second call for Mike through Papa, so we'll go ahead and move to Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB, please check in. Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. That's KD4SRR Robert down here in Joanna. And I may have a little comment later on. I'm thinking of what to say. And we do appreciate you running the net. By the way, we got a little bit of intermittent bacon going on here and yonder when someone keys the repeater. Just a pointer, not a critique. 73s.
MJB. 4MJB, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2TXJ, Jim in Taylors. I'll be negative and negative.
2MJB, check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KD2SRR, Robert and Joanna. Robert, I've got you down for a little bit for some comments at the end of the formal portion. I appreciate you sticking around, and we will get to you shortly. We have KA2TXJ, Jim and Taylors, and KO4QLG, Chris and Liberty. Appreciate y'all checking in tonight. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control, correction.
Correction.
I think you said KD2SRR, or was I mistaken? It's supposed to be KD4SRR, but perhaps, as I said, I am mistaken.
Robert, you probably are not mistaken. I probably said two. That is KD4SRR. I do have you correctly in the log as KD4SRR. Apologize for that error.
All right, mighty fine. It won't count but 10% of your grade at the end of the year.
Good. I can only afford 10%, so I appreciate you not taking off more. With that, any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control. Hey, this is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on the last call for Quebec through Tango, so we'll move to Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JB. Log. Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. KO4WTQ, this is Greg in Greer, negative and negative.
Again, Kilo4X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name is Tommy, location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha, Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary. 73 is Mark. Thanks for calling in that tonight. Be safe.
Control. And Whiskey 4, Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4WTQ, Greg in Greer, K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County, KX4YM, Scott in Greenville. Scott brings along his wife, Mary, KO4ACD, and his daughter, Mary, KO4ILI. Thanks for checking in tonight, Scott. Tell Mary hello for me. Now, the last call, I got K4WOZ. I know that's incorrect because your name didn't come up in the log. Can you come back with your correct call sign?
This is W4WOZ, Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu.
This is W2MJB. Sorry, Rod, that's W4. I'm so used to all the KXs, I just put that down as a habit. So that's W4WOZ, Rod, there in Malden. Thanks for checking in tonight, Rod. Sorry about the call sign flub, but we'll do better next time. Any other check-ins, uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Out of order, November 0, Tango Romeo, N0TR. My name is Tom. I'm in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I will be negative and negative.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N0TR. Tom, there in Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Tom. Any other check-ins, uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard for the last call for uniform through Zulu, so we'll open it up and allow everyone to check in. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing W4FHJ, Gene, there in Taylor's. Gene, I don't know, just to give you a little feedback, there is some hum on your signal when you came through, so I don't know if it's something with your station or if it's just propagation tonight. Just thought I'd let you know. That's appreciate you checking in tonight, Gene, and have a great evening. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on the last call for the Alpha through Zulu, so we'll go ahead and close the formal portion of the net at this time. Those stations wishing to secure may do so. And now I'll begin the RAC chew portion of the net, and I'll stop in between the RAC chews to see if there's any others that have come along to check in. And for RJN, John, what's going on in the solar system and the universe tonight?
This is KN4RJN. Well, if your skies are clear and mine are not, Saturn and Jupiter are both up right now. The moon will be up here a little bit later in the evening. Tomorrow night, this is the 16th, correct? Tomorrow night the moon will be in its third quarter, which means it'll be half illuminated, and it'll be illuminated on the western side facing the sun. And about 3 hours, 3.5 hours later, we will be in the same position that it is because it's running in front of us right now. And the week after that, where it's mostly moonless evenings, is a good time to observe some of the fainter deep sky objects if you have a telescope. On Tuesday, the half moon approaches the Beehive in the pre-dawn hours. If you've got a good set of binoculars, position the moon just above the field of view of your binoculars, and in the lower portion there you ought to be able to see a star cluster known as the Beehive. It's a little object that I chase from time to time. It's also known as Messier 44. And then the final thing coming up here is a meteor shower on the 21st, the Orionids. Either early morning Friday or late evening Friday. Unfortunately, it peaks about 4 in the afternoon, so you're not going to see squat. But in the early morning hours before the sun comes up, or later in the evening after the sun goes down on the shoulders of the peak, as it were, yeah, I might be able to catch 10 or 20 so meteors an hour if you want to sit out and your skies are clear. Let me break here for just a second. This is KN4RJN, and on the farms, nothing much of anything is happening. We've got nothing in the geomagnetic activity. solar radiation is anything bigger than an R1 or R2 is about 5%, or excuse me, 1%. Anything in the radio blackout, R1 or R2, we're at about 5%, and anything bigger than that's only about 1%, so shouldn't have any problems with radio over the next 3 days. So that's about it for this evening. This is RN. KN4RJN, back to net.
KN4RJN, just one quick question on the beehive. Is it called that because it's kind of looks like a beehive, or is it just a cluster of stars that's out there?
This is KN4RJN. That's known as Messier 44 or the Beehive. It's just a large open cluster of stars that when you look at it to say, yeah, that's that's a beehive, all right. There's a whole bunch of stuff flying around in there. The diameter of it is about twice that of the moon's diameter. It's a big star cluster. So if you can get a set of binoculars or a scope on it, it will look pretty impressive.
I take the binoculars with me tonight when I take the dog for a walk and see what I can see. Since Wendy's visiting family this week and next, I'll be solo. So I'll see what I can see and let you know if I can see it with my binoculars. I don't have a real good one. It's just the regular, I think, 7x35, but hopefully that'll work.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, you should be able to see something with it. I mean, again, that's Tuesday night in the pre-dawn hours, so get up and take the dog for a walk early.
Should be no problem. I'm generally up around 5 o'clock getting ready for work, so take her for a walk when I first get up so she's not ruining and howling and scratching at the door, so I'll remember that for Tuesday morning. Anything else on our stars tonight?
This is KN4RJN. Again, the meteor shower on the 21st, which is Friday. So get up again early Friday morning, and if you can spend some time out there looking, do that, or when you get home from work after the sun goes down, pull the lawn chairs out into the backyard and back with your favorite beverage and just look up.
Appreciate that, John. And I'll let Wendy know, so since she's out west, maybe things will be a little clearer for her at a higher altitude or elevation, and she'll be able to see those as well. Anything else, John, before we go for see if there's anybody else for check-ins?
This is KN4RJN. Nothing further, buddy. Tell Wendy we said hi. Hope she has a good visit and a good trip home. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
W2MJB, thank you, KN4RJN, John, for the information, and we look forward to seeing what we can see this coming week. We did have an Echolink station that popped up, but then it disappeared, so we'll go ahead and call and see if there's any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that last call. So we'll go ahead to KC4, EZN, Harry. What's on your mind tonight?
KC4, EZN. Good evening, Mark. Yeah, tell Wendy hello for us. Hope she has a nice family visit. Our family came through a couple of weeks ago. They live in California, and son-in-law has some business on this side of the world, so, and he's got family on the East Coast, so he manages to make his travel plans around his business and brings his wife, our daughter, and one of the grandchildren that still lives with us, and so we have a nice visit then, and kind of with his running back and forth and whatever, I've got two words, and I don't know what order they go in. He's either organized chaos or chaotic organization. Not sure which it is, but we had fun and visited and, did some catching up and the things that you do with family when you don't see them but a couple times a year. But since been quiet, and I'm, I think we're like John. I don't know how it is down your way, but it was cloudy up here all day, and I have my fingers crossed that we will get a shower. I've been trying the tree that fell down on Tropical Storm Fred last year. I've got most of it, not all of it up, but some of the places where the top of the tree landed in the yard, I've been trying to get new grass to grow back there, and number one, it's dry, and number two, we're entering cold. They're talking, I think, about freeze warnings up here on Tuesday night, so I don't know if I'm going to see much grass growing, but need some water, and then next week it's supposed to warm up a little bit, so I have my fingers crossed that maybe the grass will sprout and do something while it's cold. But anyway, other than that, just been doing a little bit of this and that, trying to play radio and keep looking for those places that are hard to get. I need Alaska and Hawaii on a couple of bands, one of them being 160 meters, so I don't think that's going to happen for a while. And then the other thing that I've got to figure out is I need to get up and do some stargazing to see some of John's stars and see if there's anybody on 160 meters from the Pacific Ocean. Anyway, I guess about it here. I have not yet, and you can tell Wendy this, and she may get a chuckle out of it. I still haven't got my pumpkin spice oil change yet, but it's on the list. I'm working on it. W2MJB, KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, W2MJB. Sounds like you've got quite a bit of activity in your life right now. Yeah, Wendy flew out Tuesday to go to Las Vegas. Usually when she visits her parents, since they live in the southwestern corner of Utah, we fly into Las Vegas and then drive up. And now that my son lives in Las Vegas, he bought a house down there a couple weeks ago and has been slowly moving out of his apartment. So Wendy was able to go down and help him clean his apartment at just the right time so that he could turn the keys back in. And then he went on a business trip, so she's currently watching his dog for him up with her dad. So she's enjoying the little, I think it's a schnauzer, little black dog with white furry eyebrows and a white, mustache. Kind of looks like Quick Draw McGraw there on the cartoons. She's enjoying that out there right now in the cooler weather up in southern Utah than it is down in Las Vegas. I told her that it was going to be 32 degrees here Tuesday, and she wrote back saying that she was kind of jealous that she was going to miss the cool snap. Over.
She may miss the first one, but I think it will catch up with us in another, two, three, 4 weeks, somewhere in there. Yeah, we, it's been a long, long time ago, we met up in Las Vegas with my daughter and her husband and one or two of the grandchildren. I forgot now. We have one grandchild that is a special needs person and is in a wheelchair, and the other two are... One of them is making his life and doing well, and the other one is discovering that life is not quite what she expected it to be, and dealing with some issues which are going to be difficult to solve, but she's got some pretty solid backing and everything. But anyway, we took the canyon tour and parted company with them and flew back home out of St. George. I think that's where your wife's folks live. That's quite an interesting place. It's in the middle of nowhere. However, when you get there, it's quite populated, and the thing that kind of blew my mind was their airport was up on the top of a hill, down in that valley, and it was just an interesting place to be. We were driving. We came up through Sedona, and we've been out there three or four times and did the Grand Canyon thing a couple of times, so I'm not real sure where Sedona fits in all of that, but it was a very interesting drive and thoroughly enjoyable. I think I wouldn't mind going back and maybe spending a little bit of time and, driving around and seeing more of it, but that was a neat place. WQMJB, KC4EZM.
W2MJB, yeah, they're in St. George. The airport used to be up on top of a plateau on the west side of the town where you take off, and kind of, imagine it was kind of like taking off of an aircraft carrier, because as soon as you leave, there's a cliff right at the edge of the runway. Since then, they built a newer airport which can handle larger aircraft. I think it's just a single gate or a two gate airport, but they built it kind of like the Field of Dreams, if they build it, they will come kind of thing. But yeah, when probably 30, 40 years ago, St. George was really they called it Utah's Dixie, even though there's, political reasons now that they're trying to do away with the name Dixie, but they called it Utah's Dixie because it was in the south, it was warm during the winter, and there were a lot of people who lived up north and would go down to, retired people would go down to St. George, either rent or they bought a house down there to winter because the weather was much more temperate, kind of like it is here in South Carolina. But if you like Red Rock and you don't mind the desert, it's a real nice place to be during the winter. It's miserably hot during the summer, though. Miserably hot. Over.
Yeah, understand that. I think as life goes on, we came up here to Asheville, basically when I graduated from college. I applied at two or three different places, and what's really interesting was they had some classes for us on talking about how to conduct yourself doing an interview, and they didn't go into too much detail, but pick up a brochure, which tells you this was pre-internet days. Pick up a brochure on the company and at least know how to spell the name and a little bit about it. What does it make? It would be a nice thing to know. But anyway, they said, pick out some companies that you really may or may not be totally interested in and do it as a practice interview. And so I picked this company textile company. You folks, the ones that live in Central South Carolina, know it as American Inca Company. I'm not sure what it's called now, but BASF bought the company that American Inca was part of. But anyway, I went in and had my interview, and it was a very pleasant interview, HR guy said, expect a letter from us in two or three weeks. And I said, yeah, thank you, sir, and have a nice day. And then I went out and interviewed the people I was serious about. And a couple of weeks later, I got a letter from the company inviting me to come up, which I did. And first time I'd been on an airplane, and had a nice little trip, and the guy said, he said, two or three weeks, we'll send you a job offer. And two or three weeks, I got a letter, they made me an offer, and the other companies made very similar money offers, but where they were at and some other things I did not care for, so I wound up here. That was 58 years ago. Needless to say, I told somebody, he says, how many different companies do you work for? I said, well, I says, technically I work for three, because I says I went to work for one company, and towards the end of its history here, it changed its name, so that made it a second company, and then it was bought by a third company. Never really left the general area. Anyway, that's how we came to be here, and I think somebody was watching out for us. So this has turned out to be not a bad place, and if I had to go somewhere else, I think I might drive down the mountain in your direction. That would be one of my second choices. So not real sure I like the summer heat, but I grew up in Statesville, which is about 100 miles east of here, and our summers got hot down there, too. So, anyway, enough of life history. We'll let you turn it over. I know Robert's sitting out there with a comment or something, he said. He's an interesting person to listen to. So we'll turn it back to you, Mark. Again, tell Wendy, wish her well, and Las Vegas does have something besides the downtown strip. I've known a couple of people that actually lived out there, and they said there is another side to Las Vegas than what we see as tourists. W2MJB, KC4EZN.
And W2MJB, well, I appreciate the commentary and the rag chew, and you have a great evening. Stay warm there in Asheville, and we will talk to you later, and I'll let Wendy know you said hello. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on the last call for check-ins. So we'll go back to the RAC 2 portion. KD4SRR, Robert, did you come up with something to talk about or comment on?
Net control, and as W4EZN mentioned earlier, the weather's going to get a little chilly this week. Well, it's going to do more than that. We're in for a really major cold snap in South Carolina starting late tomorrow. Today is as warm as it's going to get for a long time. In fact, right now, outside is as warm as it's going to get in South Carolina, North Georgia, and much of North Carolina, the western part at least, in this coming week. I'm reading a little bit on North Georgia here, Atlanta area, and they're going to be a shower in the morning. I'll let it drop. Managed to get back to about 70 degrees in Atlanta. Then the winds start coming in. The jet stream has dropped, and there's going to be a lot of records in jeopardy come Tuesday morning. We're looking at record-breaking cold potential in our area come Tuesday the 18th. One of them is a record for, let's see how you say this, the lowest high temperature of the day. The current record was 57 years old, 54 on October the 18th, 1966. Highs are not expected to get above 53 or even lower in Atlanta come Tuesday morning. That's going to be our afternoon. In the morning, it's probably going to be in sub-freezing temperatures, and North Georgia is really going to be cold. So equate that to our area as well. In addition to that, there's going to be blustery winds bolt is coming in with some force behind it. I'll let it drop. At 20 to 30 mile per hour gusts of wind driving this cold from the northeast all day Tuesday. They're advising heavy winter coats and hats for the youngins on the bus stop and for anybody else that might be out in it. So given that coming up, all of y'all that, like me, that's kind of procrastinated with a heating-only system, tomorrow might not be a bad day to check your filters, change that filter. Maybe if there's a way to engage the fan, you know, yeah, it'll create a mess, but it's better than a mess that catches on fire. Blow some dust out of the ducts, and then, of course, check your batteries and everything, and not only your smoke detectors, but your carbon monoxide detectors as well. So that's going to last through Thursday, and then we'll warm back up a little bit. Now, another thing's going on is this is Earthquake Awareness Week in South Carolina. I'll let it drop. Today, the 16th, and a run through the 22nd of October, this is Earthquake Awareness Week in our state. And, you know, with all the shaking and shimmying over in Elgin, it's, you know, not just something that we talk about. And the campaign has a following slogan. It's kind of similar to tornado drills or the old-time civil defense nuclear drills. It says, drop, cover, and hold on. So keep that in mind. It's not impossible, and we have had earthquakes in South Carolina over history this time of year, including, I have to look back in history. I'm probably wrong on this. But the big one they had in the 1870 in Charleston, I think was this time of year, but I could be completely wrong on that. But we should always be aware of that. Well, that's pretty much the what I had to say tonight, and I appreciate the opportunity to do so. And getting back to the cold, look out for your furry friends outside, too. Make sure they've got comforts and are protected from the wind. And as far as any plant life, I'll let it drop for a second. Have ferns. Please bring your ferns in, because there's nothing worse than having your fern freeze. This is KD4SRR in Joanna. Back to you, Network Control, and 73s to you all.
KD4SRR, thank you for the update on the weather and the records that were set a while ago. Yeah, when I see the 32 degrees on the lows for Tuesday, Wednesday is a little bit higher. I think Thursday is probably still in the 30s, but it reminds me that I'm glad I'm down here. I think I've acclimated. We used to live in Indiana for about 14 years, and I'd drive about 50 miles north to Kokomo to work every day, and it was all flat, and it would be windy, and it would be cold, and it was miserable. My wife enjoyed the cold up there, but I definitely did not, so I really enjoy it down in this area. So a little cool weather is nice, but I do enjoy the warmth. So appreciate your comments, Robert, and you have a great evening, and stay warm yourself. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Anyone, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call W2MJB or net control. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard for the last comments or check-ins. Call, so just to let you know, Anna, K-O-4-R-Y-P, will be calling the net tomorrow night. I'm sure that she'd appreciate you coming back and checking in with her tomorrow. With that, the net report will be submitted electronically. You should hear momentarily. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I am now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with my thanks for you all having come along and checked in with me tonight. I'll return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73, and good night to everyone.